Well, good Monday morning. There is some things going on in the fishing front. We are still in the same weather pattern we've been in for a while. Looks like it might change towards the end of the week a little, hopefully. But mainly in the offshore fleet, there's been a lot of wahoo fishing, some really good wahoo fishing down in Hatteras. They know how to target them. They know how to fish for them, where to fish for them. And it's not uncommon to see limits, which I believe is 2 per person or 12 for the boat on the dock, along with a scattered mahi. Not much tuna fishing going on down that way, but I saw Ron Whitaker had a catch of a white marlin. He had some wahoos and caught not one but 2 swordfish. So that was definitely a gold star catch. In addition to that, the Oregon Inlet Fleet, they've still been working on some tuna with their kite fishing and catching some 50 to 60 pound class yellowfin tuna. They also are taking a page out of the Hatteras book and catching some wahoo in their catches. Closer to the beach, there's false albacore, Spanish mackerel, bluefish, a few sea bass around the inlet, and plenty of spearfish at Oregon Inlet. Down in Hatteras, a lot of the inshore boats are fishing in the Sound. Both of us actually producing a few big drum, both in the ocean and in the Sound. We also have a pretty good bite going on with speckled trout. It ain't a hog killing, but it's plenty good if you put in the time. And if you get a pretty morning like we have this morning, they're going to bite. Along the beaches, everything is very scrappy still, mostly just a lot of croakers, and they're kind of on the small side, a few sea mullets, a few bluefish, and if you're lucky, you might catch one of the drum, big drum or small drum, actually red drum. So that's what's going on the beach, and that's my fish report for you.